Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Chris Godez and Wes, the After Hours Podcast. Get ready to laugh. It's time for the After Hours Podcast.
Yeehaw! Feel fancy. That feels really fancy.
That was probably fancier than we deserved. Taylor, well done.
Good job,
yeah,
babe.
Taylor, good job, babe.
Good job, babe. I've never met you, but I want to call you babe now after that, because that was amazing.
He said they're not properly mixed yet. It will be better, but whatever. I'm like, they're just fine.
It's the After Hours podcast. Nothing's professionally.
We're not properly mixed.
No, somebody's listening in some terrible headphones. It's fine.
Yeah.
Not too shabby. So if you're like, wait a second, what is this voice? I mean, I figure if you're coming to the Chris Godez and Wes After Hours podcast,
it's pitch.
You know exactly it is pitch. You can hear that sexy, sultry voice. We have Wes joining us for our first official After Hours podcast with Chris Godez and Wes. Now, Dez, I believe you have an email that Pidge sent you with a lot of podcast-friendly questions.
I do.
For Ask Wes Anything.
Podcast-friendly, not air-friendly is what that means.
Yes, that means they're a little crazier.
Right. Well, I'd like to say that the weirdest one is written by our buddy Pidge.
You're kicking it off with
Pidge.
The weirdest?
Wow, Pidge. I'm going to skip that one.
No, come on.
Come on, read it.
Do you just want to read it yourself?
No, you have to read them.
Pidge is wondering. I mean, read Devin, somebody we don't know named Devin.
Yeah, I did.
No,
not
I'm not reading
this.
That verbatim. I will say.
How big is
your
reader?
Do you have a big hammer?
No.
No.
God did not bless me. 6'3", 6'6", wingspan, huge hands, 13 size feet. God did not bless me.
Oh, me either. Welcome. You fit right in
guys,
with all of us.
That's what guys with big hammers say. Oh, yeah. No, I don't have a big
one. Who has two thumbs is not doing that? This guy.
You know what?
He's actually got a pinky. It's more than a thumb.
Oh, my God.
Crisco has huge hands, too, and a really small wiener.
Yeah.
That's just because I'm fat. I haven't found it in a long time.
Fair.
That's fair.
It is crazy. When I played college football, I was 300 pounds, and I got down to 170. It's crazy how things change.
Yeah. Oh boy. What do they think they say? It's like every 25 pounds you go gain a quarter inch. I am hung.
I just don't know.
It's kind of like when you trim the bushes, the trees look taller, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God, you're going to have the biggest
I know.
Dude, you got six inches to gain.
A real hammer.
I was a lot smaller, I never had any complaints.
Hey, what was that thing called? The guy, the boomstick?
Oh, Nelson Cruz. Yeah. Boy, I'm just saying.
I just read an article that the hands and feet thing is more of a myth than
100%.
Whatever.
Oh, I can agree.
But,
big hands, big feet, big gloves,
but
big shoes.
What scientists figured out is there is a correlation between nose size and your wiener.
I've got a big nose.
Oh, boy, everything about you is a lie once it gets down to the pants.
I figured because I'm so hilarious and so beautiful and athletic and all this, that God had to give me one flaw.
What's my excuse then? I have nothing. He gave me literally nothing.
No, from the sounds of it, if you just work out, you're going to have a great package.
Thank you, Ness.
What about his face, though?
His face is also going to be
you
a good package.
So mean. He's I got, think you're beautiful.
Thank you, Wes.
You should see him as a woman. He is so pretty. I'm not kidding. I've done his makeup. He's
I'm actually
gorgeous.
Better looking as a woman than I am as a man.
He's
as a
so
fact.
Pretty.
I was like, no way. Oh, crap. Boy, I look like Mimi from Drew Carey.
No.
It's the worst. No, I do.
That's when I did bad makeup, and I wanted you to look like Mimi from Drew Carey.
Yeah, no,
that's
it worked. We didn't have to do that much. Just put some blue eyeshadow on, and I was like, crap.
All right, so we now know everyone's hammer size. Let's move
this
on to...
This is the biggest wiener on the show.
Is that sad? It's probably true.
Yeah,
I always have.
Oh, for sure.
All right, Wes, what are three words that you'd use to describe yourself?
Unduplicatable, which I don't even know if it's a word.
I don't know what that means.
Unduplicatable.
There's only one.
Oh, unduplicatable.
Unduplicatable. Strange and non-judgmental.
Okay. I like all of those things.
Yeah.
Wes, did you listen to old episodes of the podcast to prep for taking over and coming in here and taking care of Pidge is what's on here?
We got a lot of those.
We did.
Texts.
Are you prepared to take care of a little bird, man?
I have to admit, I did not listen to any of the podcasts. I listened to the on-air stream a lot before taking this job, but I didn't listen to any of the podcasts. So I have to admit, I'm sorry.
I don't listen to our podcast either.
I can't listen because I get done and go, did we just freaking say that?
Mm-hmm.
And then I pretend it didn't happen.
And then the worst is our boss started listening to the podcast and we thought we were free and clear. Nobody listened to it. And all of a sudden he would start saying stuff that I said that was completely inappropriate. And I went, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. So he's probably very well-versed in the size of our packages now.
Everyone is.
Yes, right?
You need to know.
Do you regret taking this job yet?
Not yet. Not yet. I don't think I will.
I don't think you will. You're already part of the family. You're going to love it.
And crazy people are my people. You know, the weirder, the better.
Wait.
Have you guys noticed something really quick? Do you notice something about us?
You guys are matching.
Yeah.
We have the same glasses.
Yeah. I'm wearing dude glasses, and I just realized I'm wearing the same.
I told you, you look like SpongeBob, who is a boy, and now you look like Wes, but his fit better on his head because yours are huge.
I have a small head.
I do such a good SpongeBob laugh. You want to hear it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Wow.
Oh my God, that is ridiculously good.
Thank you.
For years, he's been saying things like, oh, I do a great this. And we're like,
good Kermit.
And he's terrible every time.
Now I want to hear the Kermit.
Kermit the Frog here.
No, your laugh was better.
You sound like Luke Bryan.
That was good.
You sound more like Luke Bryan.
Yeah, you're Luke Bryan here.
Go back to SpongeBob. Do it one more time.
My Kermit was good.
Do SpongeBob again.
No.
It was so good.
That's really good.
That's dead on. If there is any professional job of somebody just needing to laugh like SpongeBob,
just a SpongeBob laugh.
You are locked in. They're like, give us something else.
We got to find out who voices SpongeBob and be like, hey, if you ever have laryngitis or anything, we got the guy for you.
You can only laugh. Or a girl, you never know.
It's a guy.
I just can't think of his name. It's like a guy, but for the longest time, they said it was a girl.
Because Bart Simpson's a girl, right?
Bart Simpson is a girl. Yep. I think there's a lot of characters.
Hank Azaria does most of them on The Simpsons.
Bob's Burgers, if you ever watch that show, that is like every female character on there is a male for the most
part. Crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy how they do all of these different things. So
I want to do that.
Yeah.
I said for the longest time when I got into radio, I was like, that's what I want to do. I want to do a voiceover for cartoons because I'm like, how amazing is your job? I mean, I'm sure it's stressful and there's a lot of work that goes into it that I don't know about, but you don't have to be on camera and you get to dress all you want and just read lines and be funny.
So kind of like this job that
we
have.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, Wes, are you willing to be a little mean eventually? Some of the best moments of this show is when everybody makes fun of each other.
Yeah, it becomes like when I always said it, like morning radio is you're stuck in a car for 4 hours a day with the same people that eventually it gets mean. But you have to know the people to be mean, because right now if I just come out of the gate and start saying stuff, then I just look like a jerk. You know, and I don't want to come out of the gate and look like a jerk, even though I am kind of one. I don't want to look that way out of the gate. So eventually when we all become more sibling, then it's more than gloves are off. But I'm not going to come out of the gate just swinging and just getting super.
Crisco was swinging at you yesterday during our photo shoot.
Which is fine.
How was that mean? It was a, first of all, it was a joke.
It was funny.
Secondly, it wasn't like I was like, blah, 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 this and that, personal things. I said he had gray hair.
I'm the old guy on the show. I need to be fun for being the old dude.
I mean, it wasn't like I was like, oh, senior citizen, grab a walker. I never said any of that. Now, that felt like I was saying that to you.
Which would be funny, though.
It did.
But I wasn't saying that.
Dude, over the summer, I got gout. Do you know what gout is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got gout. I had to walk around with a cane for two weeks. You want to feel really old?
My brother has that.
I had a boyfriend that had gout, and I'm like, this is not going to work.
Yeah. Did you get the icks from the poor guy having gout? Listen to this snotty brat. Yeah. He was sick. He had something super painful.
He was like, oh, I need cherry juice or something weird like that. I'm like, I'll pick it up for you. And then how about I'll call you, don't call me.
Oh, you picked him up cherry juice and then left him behind.
Maybe that's why my wife is always like, maybe it's your goat. And I'm like, what? Your goat. Do you have goat? And
she
I'm
can't like, say goat. It's too sick.
Yeah, like, she doesn't like it. So she says, maybe it's your goat.
I do have to step in here quick and thank our sponsor, AARP. Thank you so much for putting on this podcast.
Apparently, everybody's in AARP in general, because one of the next questions is, do you like to play tabletop games?
You know what? I love Monopoly and I love Life. Yeah. And that's about the only ones I really get into. I'm not Pidgeon, the Harry Potter things.
I got a... You took my joke.
I'm sorry.
Son of a gun.
Can we cut this part?
No, did you have any other jokes you want to get?
No. What's funny is I'm exactly like you, where I'm like, I can't like make fun of people right away. Now I have no problem making fun of Crisco.
Same.
I still feel bad making fun of Dez. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know if you'll get there. I feel like in my prep, I rip Crisco in my prep. And then Dez, I'm like, oh, we love you. Maybe a little small Dez joke, but I feel like I haven't earned her love yet.
You have my love.
I don't know what I don't know what I did. I don't know how I have a personal lifelong built-in target for people to feel comfortable about just ripping the absolute crap out of
me. It's because you do it. You do it to people. You give it, so you have to be able to take it.
What did I give to TJ last week, who filled in for you, by the way, for our song? There was a point where Dez, the meanest human being I've ever met in my life, walked into the room and went, oh, guys, that's really mean. It was like, Chris goes all alone and no one will ever love him because he's
that was
not
literally the line.
Getting married and he's living alone. That was the whole freaking song. I'm like,
she was laughing so hard. I'm like, guys, maybe just one of those and let's pull the rest back. He's like almost in tears.
I was, but that's the thing. I'm not fazed by it anymore. It doesn't, if you know my past, you would know it. I'm not fazed by it. But it was one of those situations where I'm like, okay, I guess if this is, she's like, isn't that the thing? We ripped the hell out of Crisco. And Pidge is like, maybe we change one of the lines. She goes, no, add another one.
Well,
and
I'm there's nobody taking and rolling with jokes better than Crisco and Dez.
Doesn't bug me one bit. I don't care if anybody makes a joke.
You guys have learned that about me too. I have really thick skin. I don't care.
Yeah. I've learned that. I used to have such thin skin, and then Crisco came into my life and broke my
thickened
heart.
Thickened it up.
Because when he got here for his job interview, and I know we got to wrap up quick because you have to get back to more onboarding.
More HR
stuff. When he got here, hey, it's Crisco, and you can get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money in prize picks. As you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason, I have won so much money on prize picks, $100 on football before. I've won $65 on a bet that I made for the NBA. It is so easy to do. I made a killing during March Madness. It is awesome, and it's so easy. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with picks for basketball, hockey, and so much more. And with Prize Picks, they make it so easy with quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types that make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So all you have to do to win like me is download the app today and use code CDW for your first deposit match up to $100. With Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's just that easy. Again, download the app today and use code CDW for a first deposit match up to $100.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He came in and he was sexy and his name was Devin and he's ready to be our producer. What? And then like 2 weeks in, he had to go through some nose stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They aren't coming in and they were talking like
what
that.
Happened?
And we're like, no, be that sexy producer we were talking about. And he goes,
he never had that.
No, I'm totally in. My name is Pinch. I bring in bags and plastic bags. He had the surgery. Don't let him feel bad. He literally had surgery to fix it and still sounds as sexy.
Not
always
as bad.
Has. Yes.
Not as bad, still bad. But
see, but then I make a joke and I look at him. He's like, "Boy, I hate my life. Like, this is so mean to me."
Not as thick of skin as he thinks.
Yeah, it's still, it could be thickened for sure.
Oh. Yeah, but then he has no problem telling you about the emails he sends where he's like, "It's a whole roast of Crisco. Just bash that fat piece of crap all day long."
Let's get back to the important stuff. People want to know, what is your manscaping situation, Wes?
So I don't. Well, I do a little bit.
You're hair
on the field or no?
Well. No.
Okay.
No hair on the field.
Grass on the field, not hair on the field.
I know, I just want to say
on my on the last show I did in Milwaukee.
Hair on the field is
that's gross. That's gross.
Do you have any pubes? I'm just kidding.
You're not kidding.
I'm not, but go ahead.
I endorse Ideal Image laser hair removal for 7 years.
Nice.
But I didn't do that part because have you ever done laser hair removal?
Yep.
It's super painful.
Oh, I'm tough. It doesn't hurt at all.
Well, they did. So I never wanted to.
I've done it way in the middle of all the places.
And that's why I didn't. So I was like
it's a snap.
Jesus.
It's in all the places.
So I did my back because I never wanted to be the guy with all the hair. And yeah. Wisconsin Dells, even though I didn't have a hairy back, these two are acting a fool.
Yeah, no.
So they were like, do you want to do, you know, because they're like, the pain's the same. I'm like, you can kick me in the back. It's going to feel different if you kick me.
Yeah.
In the,
so, yeah, I'm good.
Well, I don't have the one that are there. That a little rubber band snap on there is going to hurt.
I can just picture Dez. Tell him Dez sent you. Oh, God bless it.
I shave. My butthole. I shave everything. I do it for Sammy to be polite.
Welcome to Pitch.
It is. For cleanliness, you have to. Yeah. I can't believe the way you said it, and then you had to pause right before it. I shave my.
I didn't know where, like, there's other things. Speaking of silent, though, when you shave your butthole, your farts turn silent all of a sudden.
Okay.
It's like,
we hold off a little.
Can we
not? Less pidge. We don't need the full pidgey today.
It's a fact.
We don't want to scare
But Mom. Isn't it funnier when you hear somebody's like, I shave my butthole. I didn't know, like, it's, can I say butthole? Or then I didn't know.
That's where you paused, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was about to journey from the b-hole to.
Nope.
No. Never do a journey of a b-hole on this podcast. I don't need any of that.
I won't.
Oh, my God. Okay.
This is the first podcast together. I can only imagine what it's going to be like after this.
And here's the best part. The next thing we were supposed to seg into was Dez's child. And we are going to move on from that.
Tomorrow.
That will be when we get more in depth into the b-hole cover. No,
and I'm next.
Oh God! You know what? I think we've had enough. I think we just wrap this up for the day. Do you have one more question?
No, I mean, I feel like I think we're done. I can't.
Yeah. How many sexual conquests have you had?
What's your favorite position?
You know what? We'll leave on a Dez funny. This was something actually requested. Dez is known for screwing up a lot of her commercials, like a healthy amount.
Yeah. Like, just words in general. I'm bad.
I got you.
Wes, this was for the Bloomington Boat Show.
Oh, no.
And here's how it went down.
Dan Southside Marine, they have the biggest inventory of fishing boats, pontoon boats you need to hand to the Bloomington Boat Show.
What the hell was that?
And that was her best one.
No, it was not.
How much wine was it the night before?
It was just, probably none.
None?
Probably.
Or maybe a little. I don't really know.
This gem we can end since we were talking about bee holes.
I only just have the one hole it goes in.
Which is a lie.
That was not what I was talking about. What was I talking about?
I assume that wasn't what you were talking about.
What hole?
That's true.
Or this gem.
A long, weird, skinny wiener.
But now pair those two together.
A long, weird, skinny wiener. I only just have the one hole it goes in.
What hole? My mouth, maybe? Or?
Well, I guess it depends. It doesn't matter where you put it.
It's a nostril. Definitely a nostril.
Oh. Or is it like my earrings?
Well, it's a nostril if it's anybody on this show, apparently.
No.
We're going to wrap up here. We're done.
Yeah,
we don't
I'm
need
just
to think
thinking
of the
out loud. Yeah,
right.
Disco, Dez, and Wes, the After Hours podcast.
After Hours.
Oh, man, I can tell you who's super proud to be a part of the After Hours podcast with Crisco, Dez, and Wes.
Are they?
And that is Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing is always ready to help you. And with these 60 and 70 degree days coming up, Dez, holy moly, this is the perfect time to have them come out. Because if it's already getting to 70, you're going to want to get them all prepared for the hot weather coming our way. Yes. Apparently, it's hard to say. At the Bloomington Bloat Show.
I can't.
And they love holes and wieners there too. Hot diggities is what we're talking about.
I'm gonna pee. Stop. I cannot pee on our same on our
tingling.
First one.
No, don't do it. Come on, go tell us about Apollo. No. Come on, Dan.
All right, I love Apollo. And you can get a $59 tune-up right now, and they're gonna take care of you. I'm good. So I just got a new home comfort system a couple months ago, right before Christmas. And I mean, I got a new, what did I get?
A new furnace and a new air conditioner. Holy moly.
It was a furnace and air conditioner. I mean, I could have probably guessed by the name of the sponsor.
I couldn't think of what it was called.
What did I get at Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing? I don't know what it... I think it's something to do with heating. It's something to do with air.
It's warmer in my house.
It's warmer. I didn't have really good heat in there. Right. So you know what? At the end of this, we're just going to go ahead and wrap it up and tell you, you can get amazing specials and amazing deals by going to callapollo.com. That's callapollo.com.
Boom.
Thank you.
Nailed it.